Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but it's not always a substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Enjoy the podcast.
Hi, J-Matt.
Hey, Riggs.
Welcome to Mental Health Monday. J-Matt was originally my first guest on Mental Health Monday, but due to reasons beyond our control, that episode has since been removed. Yeah. So, welcome to another episode. It's kind of like having you on again.
It's the first public one that I'll be on. Ever.
Yes. Yay. But this is the first time that you're now full-time with KISS FM. You're now the new digital program director. Congratulations on that. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
You moved on from your last position with what? St. A is who you were working with?
Yeah, I was with St. A, their foster care and trauma-informed care, and I did all their social media and website work.
Now, you've been doing the push-up challenge for, it was an ironic, 666 days yesterday on Halloween.
Yep.
Depending on when you're listening to this. His 666th day was on Halloween. How ironic was that?
That was like eerily like fate. I was like, I don't know why this landed on Halloween of all the days, but I'll go with it.
So you've been doing this for 666 days now.
Yeah. Somebody actually pointed out, by the way, that on day 660, that's the 30th cycle of me doing the original 22 push-up challenge because you're only supposed to do it for 22 days.
Oh, wow.
So I've done 30 times. Yeah.
Right. Why do you keep doing the push-up challenge? Is there a reason personally that you keep doing it? Obviously, it's to raise awareness for mental health, but yep. Is there a reason internally or like personally that you do this?
I think initially when people used to ask me like on the second cycle of the 22 push-up challenge, I was a little bit more nervous to say, but now that I've been talking about it for nearly 2 years, I'm comfortable with saying that I am somebody that struggles with their own mental health. Yeah. And like suicidal ideation is one of the things that comes up for me, and it comes up every couple of years, if I'm not taking care of myself, or if I am taking care of myself, it's every couple of years. If I'm not taking care of myself, it happens more consistently within a year.
Suicidal ideation is what exactly? Can you explain that?
It's basically when you fantasize about ending your own life. It's basically the most blunt way to put it.
Without actually following through. Or attempting?
Without an attempt, yeah.
Okay.
I don't put a plan together by any means, but there's always the fantasy of it, which I know there's... If you don't experience depression or suicidal ideation, hearing killing yourself is a fantasy sounds really weird. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But that's the best way I can describe it because it's just like when it's bad, it's daily, it's hourly, it's by the minute that it's on my mind. And I'm not actively trying to think about it. It's just there.
And a lot of people don't know it's okay to ask that question and to actually speak openly about suicide because somebody that might be suicidal, asking them, you know, a lot of people who are in your situation might be thinking about taking their own lives. Have you ever thought about that?
Yep.
Is a question that you should ask somebody if you really feel that way.
Yep.
But a lot of people think that you're going to put the idea in their head and you're planting it. But the thing is, if the idea is there, it's already going to happen.
Yep.
Unfortunately, with a suicide, because I've had now 3 suicides in the last year and a half of my life, and you beat yourself up about what you could have done and what you should have done. And even if you would have reached out with a phone call, you're prolonging it really because that's the thing that sucks the most about it. And so I'm glad that you're one of the advocates and you're very open about it. Yeah. And you started a challenge of your own because you're like the master of challenges, man.
I am.
With the 22 push-up challenge. And then a month ago, you started the 30-day Insta story challenge to raise more awareness to mental health.
Yep.
And basically, how did this come to fruition?
That became what was or is known as the Break the Stigma Challenge, where we break the stigma around mental health. Yep. And I think May, I saw a friend do a 30-day Instagram story challenge. It had nothing to do with mental health, but she was just using it as a way for her to put her face out there more with her brand that she had on Instagram and wanting people to get to know her better. And I was like, you know, maybe there's a way to do this around mental health, because I think May is also Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So I kind of tied well together, but I was like, nah, I don't want to, like, you know, put this together last minute. So then I got this job and I was like, well, now that I have this leverage of a new audience, maybe there's something good I can do with it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of spawned as a, you know what? September was Suicide Awareness Month. Why don't we keep this conversation going after an awareness month and make October a month where we talk about breaking the stigma? And granted, for me, I started at October 1st. There's other people that join like October 16th, and they're doing it one day at a time for 30 days, and it'll go into November, and hopefully somebody will see it in November and say, I want to try this, and they'll do their 30 days, and maybe that's a way this concept of talking about mental health will continue into the end of the year.
So what are some of the questions I noticed you had, like, what's a common stigma you've heard about mental illness?
Yep.
Did you come up with all these questions on your own? There's 30 different questions.
Oh, yeah. I did come up with them all. I was on a train ride to Chicago, and then on the way back, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything else. Let me just write out these questions. And I got to 10 before I really struggled, and I was like, all right, cool, 20 more of these.
Yes.
And then somewhere along the line, it just clicked on how to think about the questions. Like, okay, if I was answering questions about mental health, what sort of questions would it be good for me to answer to get awareness out there? That got me another 10. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm out of those ideas. What would be societal level questions, and how can we help each other sort of questions? And then I got my last 10.
Yeah. Did you see anybody that surprised you that joined? Maybe people from outside of your inner friend circle that caught on to this hit challenge through Instagram?
Yeah. Honestly, I thought there would be two people joining because I had talked to two people ahead of time and I said, hey, I'm going to do this. Would you do this with me? I just want to have one or two people support me while I do it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, totally. Be on board. Then like 10 of my friends, 20 of my friends were joining in, and friends of friends were joining in. People that I didn't even know that knew me through association, or I like to call, there's a group of people on social media that are silent observers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people started talking to me, and some of them even participated daily through DMs with me, but weren't open about talking it publicly. So, yeah, I was really surprised.
Have you noticed more men or women that have kind of come on and joined this? Is it a lot of men or is it more women? Because I've noticed that men are the worst about dealing with their health. We've talked about this before. Mental Health Monday being men.
Yeah.
I like to talk to men a lot because men are awful.
Yeah,
awful at dealing with their feelings.
Yep, we are.
It's good to be at least aware of your feelings. Did you notice more men or women, or was it about this, about even?
I didn't think about it until just now.
Yeah.
And definitely more women joined than men.
See?
And now that I'm thinking about it, each time a man joined the challenge, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And there's maybe two or three that stuck with it. There's a couple others that dropped out real early that I was like, oh, cool, this guy's going to join. And then he just didn't continue. And then there's another guy that, for all props to him, doesn't have a mental illness, or at least not to his knowledge, doesn't consider himself to have one. So he was like, a lot of the questions early on were based on having a mental illness and explaining that experience, and he's just like, I don't know how to answer these because I don't have one.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, later we're going to get to more general questions. So if you feel like you want to jump in then, cool, but you know.
And honestly, that's what I thought about as well when I was looking at the challenge, because some of the questions, the beginning ones, like, what are some of your triggers? Have you tried therapy? Like, I tried that stuff before, but I haven't really been diagnosed with anything. I think I've kind of dabbled with different things. I think we've all had depression from now and then, but I feel like I'm very aware of my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I lose someone to suicide. I've had three of them now, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And every time somebody's like, you need to take care of yourself. You need to be sure that you're taking care of yourself. And I do.
Yeah.
But I think I'm aware of things. Like, I know that it's normal to go through the blaming yourself process for a while, where I'm like, what could I have done? And I get bummed at myself. And then I get angry at the person for killing themselves. And why did they do this?
Yeah.
I go to group therapy, which is something that works for me. Have you tried going to any sort of therapy? Do you see a therapist? Do you go to group therapy? Anything like that at all?
I've gone to therapy. I've not done group therapy. I'm not sure how I feel about the idea of group therapy. I don't know if it would work for me. Like, I know it would work. I know it works for people. I don't know if that's the avenue I want to go down. When I was a kid, I tried therapy, but it was like pressured from my parents.
Yeah.
And I felt a little guilty because therapy cost money, so I just didn't do it. And I learned that I just didn't feel comfortable talking to women about things, not generally like women, but like female therapists. Like, I wasn't comfortable there. And I tried it with a couple different ones. And then when I was older and on my own insurance, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give therapy another shot. I was like, okay, since you can pick your own therapist, I was like, let me find a guy that specialized in depression and ADD and OCD and all the things that I really wanted to focus on. And I found this guy who happened to be a Buddhist, and he was big on meditation and stuff. So there would be sessions that we had where we would just sit there and he would take me through meditation, if you will.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, you should try all these meditation things. And those cost money to go to those classes. And at the time, I didn't have much of it. So I said, well, I come here. Could you just do a one-on-one with me? And that's how I learned loving kindness meditation and mindfulness meditation.
Meditation's amazing.
Yes.
It's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it sounds weird to say that meditation's hard to do, but the idea of clearing your mind completely and not thinking about anything, even thinking about not thinking about anything, is thinking about something still in itself. It's a very interesting concept, yeah. I think. Now, you said you wanted to talk to a man as a man therapist. Why would you not want to talk to a female? Is there a reason why? You're just more comfortable talking to men?
I don't know what the real difference is, but I think there's relatability. So if I'm talking about some stressors in my life, then a guy I'd be able to connect with more, mm-hmm. and he might understand better than necessarily a female. And I'm not saying that I couldn't go to a female therapist and get a great connection either,
right.
but I think just not having a good experience with therapy as a kid and associating it to a female therapist kind of hindered me from wanting to try that again.
And finding a bad therapist sucks too.
Oh yeah.
Because I did have one, it was a female. I felt like she was very judgy, even out of the gate. And I felt like, I don't feel like you needed to do any sort of judging.
And guys can be judgy too. Yeah. It's just about finding the right one.
Right.
And the nice thing to know about therapy, unless it's like court appointed, you can go and shop around for your own therapist. Like if you don't like one after two visits, cool, go find a new one. I had a psychiatrist, since we're on the topic of gender, female psychiatrist. I really enjoyed talking with her and had great results through her. But in order to get medication, you have to see a psychiatrist.
Yes. They can prescribe things. Psychologist listens and
exactly.
observes.
So my therapist, my general one, the guy was a general psychologist. So I couldn't get meds through him. So I had to go to this other person and worked well with both. But we did more of a... your toolkit, if you will, on how to cope with what I was going through. And he taught me all that stuff. So
why do you think people are so reluctant to seek out therapy? Why do you think there's still a stigma about going to therapy?
Yeah. As much as people want to talk about themselves, I feel like they don't want to put their problems on blast. And they maybe don't realize that it affects so many people because we don't talk about it. So it's like, well, I know this person, my friend, is really struggling with stuff. She doesn't see a therapist. So maybe I don't need to see a therapist.
Yeah.
But everybody's different.
Everybody is different. For me, it's been group. I think group is much better for me because I enjoy observing and listening to other people. And I can kind of relate to other people, how they're dealing with their problems. And I like talking to people about that.
Yeah.
I've just taken on a role as a co-facilitator for my Survivors of Suicide group, which is pretty interesting. And I'm taking a mental health first aid class later this month. Which
curious
I didn't
what
even
that's
going to
be like.
I am totally curious to see what it's about too.
Right.
But it's an 8-hour class.
Oh, wow.
It's going to cost like $50. But I've heard that it's very good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's all about listening.
Yeah.
Which is great. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, I am very curious.
I will totally do a podcast on it as soon as I'm out of it because I want to. I'll report back full on. But congratulations on the 30-day Insta Story Challenge. That turned
Thank
out
you.
To be something well. I hope it continues to spread. And how have you been lately? How are you? Are you okay? Are you feeling better? Are you in a good place now?
It's interesting because there's seasonal affectiveness disorder. So that's definitely something that's happening to me a little bit just because it's grayer skies, colder weather. I like snow, but like at the same time, adjusting from warm weather to cold always takes a little bit of time. And the 30-day challenge really did take a lot out of me because it was forcing me to talk about it openly and honestly for 30 days in a row. And those early questions I set up specifically to get people talking about what they're experiencing to kind of set the tone for the challenge.
Yeah.
And the first week took a little bit out of me. I was like, oh, I got to do some more self-care for myself this week just to kind of keep my mind right.
Yeah.
Overall, I'd say pretty good, but I'm conscious of depression and that if I'm not taking care of myself, it could easily get out of hand.
Yeah. I like your idea of keep moving forward. You keep pushing through 660 plus days of push-up challenges, a 30-day Insta Story challenge.
Yep.
Are there days when you feel like not doing it? You're like, I'm just done. I just don't want to do it today.
Yep.
How do you get yourself and pull yourself up out of that? This could maybe be a metaphor for somebody that feels like that with life.
How
do you do that to be like, you know what? I'm going to do another video. It's just one more video. How do you get yourself through that?
Yeah. Day 665, 2 days ago, literally the first push-up, I felt sore. My muscles hurt. And I was like, what am I doing? Like 665 days, I shouldn't be struggling to do push-ups. And I had that thought of like, maybe this isn't worth it to do. And then you get a message and it didn't happen this time where someone's like, you really inspire me. Keep doing it. I love what you're doing. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But I get those messages regularly. And there's people that have told me that the reason they follow me is because I'm so open about mental health. So if I'm a resource to people, I think it's almost something I need to do. I keep hearing friends kind of talk about celebrities. I'm not a celebrity, but like people that have a voice and power and how they use it for dumb stuff and how they talk about buying whatever product that they're trying to sell. And it's like
the Kardashians.
Sure. That works out really well.
Yeah,
I actually was thinking of them without saying it, but yeah.
I know.
So basically that. So you have this power and this audience. What are you going to do with it? You should be sharing a positive message. And I found mine to be through mental health. So I actively want to be one of those voices and one of those advocates.
Likewise. And I'm glad you're on board with it too.
Yeah.
So,
thanks.
And as your podcast, are you going to start one?
Yeah.
Everybody keeps bothering you to start a podcast.
I know.
Now.
I've had it for the last 2 years. I've done a lot of social media, Twitter chats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a couple guys are like, hey, you would be great because you're in radio and like you're really likable. So you should do a podcast with us and we'll do it the three of us. And I was like, nope. Blew them off. Somebody else told me to do it and I was like, blew them off. And then I get here and our bosses are like, you should do a podcast. I was like, nah, I don't think so. And then it clicked for me and I was like, no, now I have the idea on how I can do it.
Yeah, isn't that the worst?
And now it's
slash
like, well,
the best.
It's the worst best thing. And I'm like, all right, well, it's gonna happen.
That's what happened with these Mental Health Mondays. I started hitting a chord and people were like, these are great, you should do more. And I was like, all right, here it is,
there we go,
here's my crusade, let's keep it going. Thanks again for coming on today. I really appreciate your story. How can people get in touch with you, your social media stuff? I'll put it all in the description, but just JMatt, MKE.
That is exactly what it is. JMattMKE. Find me anywhere that you like to be on social media.
And if you see him out in public with his MKE hat, give him a high five and a little slap on the bottom.
Ooh.
Why not? JMatt, thanks again for being a guest on Mental Health Monday.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated. It's a Riggs Off the Radio production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.